What's up, everybody? Anton Crowley here, and welcome back to the e-commerce lifestyle podcast. Just in advance, know this is going to be a pretty quick episode, kind of a old school rant style episode like I used to do when I was driving in my car on the way to the office. But the reason I wanted to record this today is because I just had a really interesting experience in the real world, right? The offline world that I think translates so well, especially for beginner business owners, in this case, online dropshippers, which is what I primarily do and what I help people with. And I think it is a lesson that we can all learn from, again, especially early on in the journey when maybe you feel discouraged if something's not working for you, or you just feel like for any reason you can't make it work, but the people that have been doing it longer can. The stores that are more established are so far ahead of you, so of course they can, and you just always can think of reasons. Again, people get into this mental state where it's simply not going to work for them specifically, and they give up thinking that there really is no opportunity. And the truth is, that is just not the case at all if you understand what we're about to talk about. So the offline example, right, the real world example. Many of you might know this, but probably, I don't even know, 3 or 4 years ago now, I relocated to around Charlotte, North Carolina, in this area. This is where I primarily live now. And when I moved down here, of course, one of the things I had to find was a good bagel store, right? Obviously from New York, love bagels, got to find something as close as possible to that. Luckily, I found one about 5 minutes away from my house. And for years, on every weekend, you know, either Saturday or Sunday, my wife or I would go over there, pick up bagels for the family in the morning, have bagels that are, let's call them a 7 out of 10, but for North Carolina, a 10 out of 10. And everything was great, right? Really nice people in there, just great service, great food, everything high quality, and always a line out the door. So I would literally, when I would go, they opened at 6, I would get there at like 5:59. So I didn't have to, you know, show up and stand there for 30 minutes because I'm not doing that. But basically found the perfect place. Everything is well and good. Go by, you know, 3 years later, the owner of the store sold it and the new owner took over. And from the day the new owner took over, things started to change. And don't worry, there is a happy ending and a resolve to this. But the day the new owner took over, you know, the next time I went there, I noticed that it wasn't quite as bright and, you know, like New York deli feeling. It was kind of a little bit dingy. The type of music that was playing definitely changed. The food quality, I noticed the first time, I was like, okay, this is a little bit different, but you know, we'll give it another chance. And that was pretty much it, right? Still a line though. And I was like, okay, maybe the new owner is just figuring stuff out. And next time I come back, all will be well. Well, went back the next week, a little bit less staff working there, a little bit shorter of a line. Food quality, again, 2 weeks in a row now, not what I was used to there. And this kind of continued. But myself, like most people, started to go less and less because now it wasn't this thing like, oh yeah, of course, if we're going to get bagels, let's go to this place, right? It was kind of a place that the conversation shifted towards of, yeah, that is not the same place that it was, right? It looks the same. It has the same name on the door, but it's not the same feel. It's not the same quality. And very quickly, from when the new owners took over, within a couple months, all of the local Facebook groups for the town I live in, the local food groups for the, you know, area I'm in around Charlotte, people were just reporting how it's not good anymore. And people piled on and people stopped going. It got to the point that, you know, maybe a month ago, I was like, oh, let me just go in there and see if anything's changed. It was so much worse. They didn't even make the bagels there anymore. The cream cheese was like that hard cream cheese you could buy at grocery stores, just a complete fail, right? And this was something that, again, just going back a few months before it was sold, lines around the block right after they opened, coming out and literally around the shopping center. People would wait there for like 30, 45 minutes. Again, not my thing, but it was that good. It went from that to everybody just bashing it online, negative reviews, people saying they're not going to go there anymore, people complaining about the new owner. And yeah, just it fell apart that quick. Now, the reason I say there was a happy ending, and then we'll get into the point of this, is that the original owner, I guess, whatever deal he had with the guy that bought it, he ended up getting it back. And within, again, a couple weeks of him getting it back, what happened? The food quality went back up. They changed the music that was playing inside. They actually changed light bulbs to keep it bright and make it feel clean and fresh. And guess what? When I went back just recently, there was another huge line. So these are the things that really can make a business run. It is not just the business. It's not the business idea. It's not the location. Again, same business name, same exact location. Went from amazing, you know, revenue and just people loving it, to completely destroyed, where it was basically, I thought it was about to go out of business, to now it is even back up higher than where it was, not because of what business it is, not because of the location, but because of what the business is actually offering. And this is what people need to realize when they get into online business. So let's just say you see, I don't know, you know, you're doing market research, you want to build a drop shipping store. Maybe you find an aquarium website, right? And you think, oh, you know, I think I could do that. And you build an aquarium website, and maybe you even pay someone to design it for you. It looks better than your competitor's stores. You get approved even with good brands to sell for, but either people don't come to it, or when they come to it, they don't buy. These things can happen, right? And you might think, well, this isn't going to work for me. Obviously, the person that did it before me, again, they were more established. They started before me. Maybe they know more than I do. They know something I don't. That is the key. People that have been in business longer than you have already went through all of the failures. They've learned the hard way. They've learned by doing. So for you, as you're out there building your first store or even buying a business, and like so many people do, they buy them and see them just decline because they don't run them right. What you need to realize is the beginning phases of the business, even when you're following a system and a blueprint, there are going to be things that you learn. And if things aren't working, this is the most important lesson. If things are not working as you think they should be, or as you see other businesses in a similar industry being able to achieve, then it's not about the business failing. It's not about you being unlucky. It's not about everybody else in the world having it easier than you. It's about you having to learn these lessons and you having to give the market something they actually want. Now, as far as how to do that, we can spend weeks upon weeks talking about it, but a quick summary, things like working with the best suppliers, things like optimizing your product pages to give customers the information they actually need prior to placing orders, things like answering the phone when it rings, things like responding to live chats, things like sending tracking numbers quickly and getting products in customers' hands as soon as possible. It's one of the benefits of dropshipping with US suppliers. Things like making sure when people email you, their email's not sitting in your inbox for a few days before you even open it and decide to respond. You need to take care of customers and offer them something of value. Again, that can be quality products with amazing service. That is more than enough. But if you think that you can just build a store and it's going to work no matter what, that is not the truth. You need to do the work, because again, anybody can open a business. Anybody could buy a business, like the case I just mentioned. But it's up to you to give the customers what they want, to do an amazing job of it, so you get great word of mouth, so you get repeat customers, and so you have people even come in the door to begin with. Again, anybody can build a Shopify store. Anybody can run some simple Google ads. But it's what you do after that happens that is going to determine your success in the long term. And like you know, if you've been around for any amount of time, we like to build businesses that grow and compound on themselves for years to come. And by taking care of customers, that is how you do it. So that's my quick rant for the day, guys. I'm going to go pick up my kid from school and hopefully not get my allergies any worse when we go to the park, because as you probably tell, I am stuffy like crazy, because one of the things about North Carolina is there's a long allergy season. But as always, guys, I hope you got value. If you did, let me know, leave a review, send me an email. And if you want to know how it is we build the stores that I'm talking about, go to dropshipwebinar.com for a free training. I will link that up in the podcast description as well. All right. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate you. And I will talk to you in the next episode of the E-commerce Lifestyle Podcast. See you, everybody.